This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God our Father. There is no shadow of changing with thee. All I have done. Well, I can't sing that well, but just understood. Great is thy faithfulness. Well, it is the 11th of July, 2022. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen around the world. Let's say that. We welcome Track World on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are on our way to the 500th episode. Welcome to those persons who are watching and listening on several platforms. And I have to mention one person called Doyle Burris. Well, my host, Philippa Arnett, may be here. But we have something for you that will be just another fantastic show. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens. I'm mixing myself up. Go ahead, Sherman. We'll deal with that. Bestseller book, From Vancouver, and Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates Brokers Limited. And I have been a financial services representative at Kalina Insurance for more than 42 years. My daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner. We are the A-team, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, Edric Poitier is right here for and with us. We are the A-team, and the first A is for Alpheus, and the second is for Alexis Hannah. Kalina has health insurance, general insurance, and we have a love affair with and for our clientele. I can be reached at 432-9961, and Alexis can be reached at 467-0372. And when we return, we will go to a great show. And that's what we are talking about.
Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com, or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Well, the track and field fraternity does not feel as well because of Stephen Gardner. Could you tell? Oh, my co-host and my my good friend, tell us a little bit about Stephen Gardner.
Well, Hawk, thanks for having me on the show again. And by the way, you know, you do a very good job, you know, bringing this show to the Bahamian people every Tuesday. Stephen Gardner is, of course, one of our stars in track and field. He has won a number of medals for the Bahamas at championships. Unfortunately, he was preparing for the World Championships coming up shortly.
Yes.
In Oregon, but unfortunately, he obtained an Achilles injury.
Yes.
To one of his legs or feet. And hence, he indicated that he would have to pull out. And so that is going to be a tremendous loss to us, to the country, at those championships. And of course, you know, to Stephen as well, because,
yes,
you know, he is one of the top 400-meter sprinters in the world.
In the world.
And we were looking forward to him going up against, you know, the other athletes.
And
doing well.
He was preparing to go to the Commonwealth Games.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's really, really unfortunate. It's sad. But we have to look on the bright side that,
of course,
you know, it goes with the territory sometimes.
Goes with the territory.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about something much better. Well, I worked at a place called Kalina. Mm-hmm. And a young lady decided when she retired, she was going to take her nephew all around the place. And there is only one person that we're talking about is Jazz Chisholm. tell us a little bit more about Jazz Chisholm. I'm saying she worked with me and retired and took this young fella all over the place where baseball is held. You know, it's baseball is all over the place. Yeah. Go ahead, Chisholm.
Well, I think, Hawk, you know, this lady that took him all over the place, in her spirit and in her heart, had a vision for this boy. Mm-hmm. And she saw him, all right, in the role that he's playing now. That's my thinking.
Yes.
And it is certainly, her vision is certainly manifested into something
that is,
you know, outstanding and awesome. For a young Bahamian to actually reach that level of Major League Baseball.
And we have never had somebody in this position with all baseball people since we've been around.
No, you know, and you know, he's the first Bahamian player who...
And flashy.
Flashy.
Oh, yes.
Playing second base. He plays second base. And he is going to be the first Bahamian to make it into the All-Star game.
Yes, the All-Star game.
Okay,
yes,
which is a significant achievement as well.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I was reflecting just before we got started on two other Bahamians, you know, Andre Rogers.
Oh, yes, Andre Rogers. The stadium is
named after him.
His name, but still being built.
Yes, and also Randy Ford, who the first Bahamian
pitcher.
The pitcher, yes. You know, in Major League Baseball.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, we have a legacy in baseball. And Jazz, I believe, in this dispensation, so to speak, has taken it to another level. You know, he's exciting.
Uh-huh.
He loves what he does, even though sometimes it gets under the skin of some people.
Some people, yes.
Yeah, you know, but he's just a talented kid.
By the way, Carolyn Young is watching.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody is calling in. Good evening, and how are you this unbelievable and wonderful day? Could you give us your name?
Beautiful radio guardian, 969.
I don't what?
Okay, I think she might have called. She might have pressed the wrong.
Okay, thank you very much. Is it the wrong person?
Wrong extension, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so... Edric Poitier, would you make any comments about it? He said, okay. Come on, Edric. You're watching. And so are Doyle and a number of other people. Okay, so let's talk, move forward. Something that is most important. There is a young lady called Yvonne Rutherford. And she happens to be the mother of a young lady called Camille Rutherford. And guess what?
Sounds like a connection to Frank
Rutherford. Yeah, but the point is that the daughter, no, the mother was a sprinter.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. She had a situation that when Frank was born, mm-hmm. she couldn't participate with the Pioneers and all of that.
Okay.
But as mm-hmm. Frank grew up, oh, mm-hmm. man, it was just powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say, Yvonne, she was also in the Pioneers. Keith Parker mm-hmm. was some people who were involved. Because she went to government high.
Okay.
And would you believe it? Her daughter is a member of the 400-meter ladies team. Ain't that something else?
The Bahamas 400-meter ladies
yes,
team?
Yes, Bahamas, yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's outstanding. Congratulations to her.
She was able to get on that team because they were in Guadeloupe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's where she got the tryout. Mm-hmm. But they're from Houston.
Okay.
So she's going to be going from Houston with the team.
Oh.
Oh, it's really something else. Mm-hmm.
Now she's going to be going with the Bahamas team?
Bahamas team. She's Bahamian.
Yeah, okay. When you said Houston, I was...
Just, that's where she lives.
She lives, right. Okay.
She's that's where be, Frank lives. She's Frank is a Bahamian.
Flying from Houston to connect with the Bahamian team in Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah, outstanding. Great.
So, now, just remember that this young man, he gives me his... he says, I just want to congratulate the family of Jazz Chisholm on his great accomplishment. Say hello to the grandmother, the grandmother, mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I said Frank Rutherford won the, was a bronze medalist in the triple jump, the first one, mm-hmm. as Frank would say, is an independent country, mm-hmm. okay? In Barcelona, Spain. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I remember that that jump.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Yvonne lives near me, mm-hmm. and she took me to ZNS. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Phil, who was the person on ZNS?
Phil Smith.
Yeah, mm-hmm. everybody was looking at it. Everybody was looking at it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, we plan to talk about Eugene. So what I am going to say is that just to update you, because this will be the last time now that we will be talking about it until the next week when you will hear me on Track World at 6:30. So Samson Colebrook graduated at Purdue, formerly coached by Norbert Elliott. Mm-hmm. Grand Bahamas have a long jump person, and we also have somebody called Terrence Jones. Mm-hmm. And you know a little bit Terrence Jones.
I know he's a sprinter.
He's a sprinter. Mm-hmm. And he went to a school out west. He went to the school, I'm trying to remember now, Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. And Greg Roll went there, Texas Tech.
I remember Greg.
Greg Roll. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the men's team consists of, take it out, the mixed medley relay, and then you have Laquan Nen. What do you think about his chance? He did
8:30, I think 8:30
or something like that. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very, very, very good.
Well, Laquan has really excelled in the long jump. And he's been working, you know, patiently at it. And he hasn't lost any kind of energy or passion for it, because you know sometimes when you
I know
you're trying to get to a certain point, all right, in your event, and you just don't seem to be reaching that point, you can lose motivation, okay, especially at that level of competition.
Do you know who his brother is?
No.
One of them went to Michigan State.
Oh, okay.
The basketball person.
Oh,
right. A basketball person. Right. Now he.
Well, it's in the legs then.
He went from there and then went to where Lonnie was.
Yeah, Lenny Green.
Lenny Green.
Yeah. You mean at Kentucky?
Not at Kentucky.
At the other one, yeah.
At the other place.
Where Norbert went.
Yeah. And then we talk about Ken Mullings.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Ken Mullings is. I'm trying to find the right word to describe him, but he's coming in as someone who is doing an event that, you know, has never been a part of the Bahamas track and field,
yes,
competitive game, so to speak, and to be a decathlete And to qualify,
oh yes,
all right, to make it to that level of competition,
he did this in Canada,
yes, okay,
and so Knockout, so mm-hmm. he's on the team.
Yeah, so I think that's a first, you know, for the Bahamas, and I wish him well. It's going to be very, very competitive, you know, for him. But I think the experience of being there and going through it. Is going to be a learning for him, and we can expect that as he continues in that event, that we can expect to see even better performances from him.
So I have to recognize somebody, Ruth Finley.
Okay, Finley.
I'm not familiar with her, but okay. Thank you for listening and watching to Track World. I need to say that. Track World, we have all kinds of, what do I call it now? Oh, heavens.
All kinds of listeners?
No, not listeners. You can find us all over the place.
Okay.
I know what I want to say.
Yeah.
All over the place. We're talking, there are people who are listening to me from all over the world.
That's great.
All over the world.
It means that, you know, you have an audience, you know, that is beyond these shores.
I don't know if it's my audience. I guess they just want to follow up Track and Field.
Yeah. I think you've established yourself as a talk show host in Track and Field, and you know, people are listening to you.
So let me say
that's great.
Something else. We're talking about Donald Thomas. Yeah. Tell us about Donald Thomas.
Donald Thomas is a stickler, all right, and he's someone who again is very passionate about it, and he never gives up, all right.
Born on the same day as Mike Sands, so Mike Sands has his challenges with him every now and then.
Okay.
But what did he do in Osaka?
Osaka.
You know, first of all, he was somebody, how do you call it, said you can't jump
in those shoes. Yeah, I think that was his first high jump event, and he medaled in that event.
No, he didn't medal. Okay, he didn't medal. Okay. He had to do it first.
Right.
And then our good friend, you know who I'm talking about, who is from, Levan was at school. Sands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who was that?
Oh, that's Henry Rule.
Henry Rule. Yeah. So Henry got him on the team to the
Auburn University team. Eh?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But to a particular event mm-hmm. that was the Commonwealth Games.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And as far as I could remember, he was a member of that team. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he would have medaled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had the 400 meter runner.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to, I think she did go down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the one who the road is named after her. Tonic.
Yeah. Okay.
Darling.
But you know, one of the interesting things, Hawk, just to stick a plug in here, that we perhaps do not really pay attention to, that I believe is significant now in track and field.
Mm-hmm.
Is the coaching, all right, and the level of coaching that our athletes are receiving, particularly from Bahamian coaches who are living abroad and coaching abroad in universities, colleges and universities. And like a Henry Roll, who I believe he's now doing it privately, you know, but we have really moved beyond these shores, all right, and become exceptional in our coaching, our knowledge, and our coaching experience, our coaching, and you know the results are evident. You know, there, you know, to see, Henry has produced a number of world class athletes as a coach.
What?
University coach, you know, you had Levan and I think
Avadman and all that. I want to just say this.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about Donald Thomas, mm-hmm. you don't know the coaches. They looked at him and laughed how he jumped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And these are the people. This fella is from Germany, I think. and the father was a jumper.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the opportunity of seeing that same person mm-hmm. again mm-hmm. In Osaka.
Okay.
But he continues. How old is he?
He's in his mid-30s, 34. I think it's 34.
Yeah, right? More yeah. like 34.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's powerful. But yeah. guess what? Mm-hmm. The Olympic Committee did not put him on the Commonwealth Games team. And I will say, for the life of me,
he's not on the Commonwealth Games team.
No, that's Shawnee's brother is on the team for the high jump.
Oh my goodness!
Should never ever happen.
Yeah, but he's on the team for the World Championships.
No, he couldn't qualify. Either. He couldn't qualify at the NC2As.
Okay,
couldn't qualify.
I thought he had qualified last year for the World Championships. No.
No, I'm talking about the high jump now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did he ever do the high jump?
Who?
Performance? Shawnee's nephew.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm talking about Don.
Don anymore. Okay. Yeah. You were on to the young fellow. I don't remember that happening.
No.
I remember him competing here at one point, and he was. He jumped about 2.0 meters.
But that and a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe but that ain't world championship.
That's not qualifying standard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's surprising if that is the case.
A couple of more people. You talk about Alonzo Russell, the mixed relay, and they say Bradley Domius, and they were giving me the right spelling of the name and in the mixed relay. It's Wanda or... or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I still can't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Philippa would give me that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
my apology for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the women now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Antonique Strawn.
Mm-hmm.
The 100 meters and the 200 meters. Mm-hmm. And the 4x400 meter relay.
Mm-hmm. Anthony has come a long way, mm-hmm. and she has had her challenges. She's moved from the U.S., and she's now in Jamaica, where she's training with the same coach who trains Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce.
I'm all broken up coming with the people with Nike and everything else.
Oh, really?
You know, they had
yeah.
few more.
Yeah, yeah.
Fella made... Talks about it.
Okay.
If you watch Jamaica in the night, they'll tell you what is what.
Yeah,
they say
yeah.
they go with Nike, yeah. not with...
With Puma.
Not with Puma, yeah.
Yeah, but she's beginning to come into her own. She still has a bit of time, a way to go. And, so far for this year, she's ranked number 32 in the world, which is not bad. And she's run 10.99, so that's credible. You have to be running a bit faster than that in order to get into the finals
yeah.
or even to the semis. She shows promise. She's matured. She's a little bit different. I remember the experience she had at one of the World Championships where. She was running the 4x4, and she got the baton, she just basically walked off the...
That's in Mingham.
Walked off the field, off the track.
That is in the Olympics, I think.
In the Olympics, yeah. That was the most embarrassing time for the country and for her. But I think she's gotten over all of that.
There's a young man who is watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
His name is David Tyson.
Yeah, I know Dave.
And Dave made it a point. He called me that night. What is happening about Stevie?
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, I don't know. I want to make sure that it's correct.
Yeah.
And then Zenith and everybody corrected it.
Yeah. yeah.
But he loves track and field.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
And guess who else is watching the show?
Okay.
A lady called Gandhi Thompson.
Okay. Mm.
So I can't figure out who the Gandhi. I know
sure.
Gandhi, but
yeah.
Thompson. I know some other Gandhis.
Well, I mean that's great.
Yes.
It means that you have some new listeners. Or,
yes,
or persons,
well, of course.
And that's a positive. That's a good plug. You know, and by the way, talking about Antoinette again, Antoinette is the fastest female sprinter in the country right now at the 100 meters. And so kudos to her, and we just hope that she would perform well at the World Championships.
Well, we're talking about the mixed medley. We're talking about Tania Gaither, who's doing the 1 and the 200. People tend to forget her. Why would you forget her?
Well, you know, she's a bit under the radar because, you know, you have the Shawnee Miller, you have the Antoinette Strawn, those two in particular, that are running exceptionally well. Tania she's ranked number 58 in the world, all right? And her best time so far is 11:11 in the 100 meters.
But let me say this. Gandhi says 240 to the world. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. that the same lady that we're talking about, I think that she was at the, you know, when they started the Olympic youth competition, I think she was there.
Okay.
Mm. I think, and for her to be, what's her name? Shawnee decided she wasn't going to that event. But this young lady is still there, and who can make the semifinals? Who can make the, if I'm not mistaken? I normally remember most things, but every now and then you don't. And then you talk about Devin Charlton, the 100 hurdles.
Devin is I want to say she's a gem in track and field right now, in the sense that she's in an event that typically the Bahamas does not on the female side does not produce and or perform very well in.
Sherwin, we have had a number of them, but not at that level. A little bit lower.
Yeah. And you know, I love to watch her compete. She is passionate. She is aggressive. She is very technical.
You have to be aggressive.
Yeah, she's very technical. And she hardly makes any errors. You know, she hardly even clips the hurdles. She is ranked.
The U.S. ladies,
she is ranked number 15 in the world. Okay, she has the highest ranking for female athletes.
Yes.
So far, in the world rankings. Her time is 12.60 meters. So she's really, for all intents and purposes, in the money.
Mm-hmm. The money is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
So I think we can look forward to seeing her continue on the track or in the on the vein that she's now performing, and hopefully we'll see her in the finals and on the podium. But she's going to have to run.
Well, we're using another name also, Denisha Anderson.
Denisha Anderson is a young girl who was an outstanding junior athlete from what I can remember. She was picked up...
by Tonic?
She was trained by Tonic. I think she was in Tonic's camp
for a little bit. You know when we decided we were going to do... the event, not just under 17, we went to under 13.
Yeah.
And I think that lady was at AF Adley, and I think that's where Tony found her. I could be mistaken. But the base race decided that we're going to put it down from under 17.
Yeah. But she was in a class, by herself as a junior athlete. She was fortunate to actually, go abroad as well, and get on an athletic scholarship. And she has been competing. I believe she's finished now at the university. She was at the University of Miami, is it?
I think she was at in Gainesville.
University of Florida.
University of Florida. Right.
She's in Gainesville. University of Florida. That's where one of my coaches when I was in track and field, late Jimmy Kahns, was the head coach at the University of Florida.
Let me ask something about this. Is she related to the person who now is the red, who took over St. Augustine's? Is that the same person?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it may be.
It might be a relationship.
Maybe Lani. But I'm saying that the person at St. Augustine's took over the coaching.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Took over the coaching. And she may be one who is with Lani. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, that was, I know Debbie Ferguson is with Lani.
Okay,
as
yes.
A coach.
Yes, okay? Yes.
And I believe that's contributing also, you know, to the speed that's coming from the University of Kentucky's, you know, track and field program, you know.
And there's somebody who also runs the 800. I'm trying to figure out whether it is with Lani or somebody, but there's somebody, a Bahamian, who is on it. Well, Robert Briggs is watching. I wonder if Briggs is at St. George's Church. I don't find that name too often. No, he's at St. George's Church. Sherman, you should come to visit sometime.
Okay. If you invite me, I'll...
Oh, yes.
I'll oblige. Yeah.
So, some other people with the mixed relays, is, that's the lady is Valcourt, the mixed relays, Janae Ambrose, okay?
Yeah, Janae Ambrose, again, a very talented junior, former junior athlete, did well at the Carifta Games as well. I didn't even realize that she was still competing, but you know, apparently she is.
And keep on going, keep on pushing.
Yeah, and she was a very fast sprinter as well. Uh-huh. You know, in high school, from what I can remember. But what is interesting about this is that, from my vantage point, in terms of the relays coming up in the World Championships, okay, I believe that our chances of medaling in the relays would be greater in the mixed relays than in the
definitely the
regular relays.
Definitely.
Okay? And so I think we should look at that and pay attention to how the Bahamas performs in the mixed relays at the World Championships.
Well, let's let the Bahamas know who our management team. Mm-hmm. Our management team is important. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about the head of the B3As, okay?
Yeah.
I'm talking about how they assign the coaches, the head coach is Rupert Gardner. Mm-hmm. And Rupert Gardner has been a head coach for quite a number of times. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about the down in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Where did I ask Rupert? I said, Rupert, at that point, I couldn't go outside of where the big-time people were.
Okay.
So I went all the way, and I asked Rupert, you have the passes straight? And he said, yes. So I said, well, we will win. Mm-hmm. And so said, so done.
Well, you know, Rupert has been... The coach, all
yes.
right, that has been almost identified
yes.
as the relay coordinator for most of the international relay teams that we put together,
yes.
that the B3s has put mm-hmm. together. And from what I can recall, he has had tremendous success, all right, in delivering the medals,
yes.
all right, the relay medals.
Mm-hmm.
And so his selection was the right
yes,
pick.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
you know. Forget that other thing. leave that alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So, let me, the coaches is Sean Miller, and that is Shawnee's father, James Rowell, basically the jumps coach. Maybelline Miller is the manager, okay? Dion Britton is the assistant manager. Cindy Dorsett is the team doctor. You may know Cindy.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but she's been around the place forever and ever. And don't charge much. Okay. I guess they don't charge anything for this. And then a name that we have, the team doctor, the team doctor is Fares Cooper, I think.
Okay.
Or D'Angler. I can't remember. And this person was a therapist. And we argue about that the other day because in our business, they had for Carifta, they had one session with the Carifta athletes. I said, you have to find a way to have somebody talk to them much more than that, and especially because the Eugene is here. Eugene is here. I'll tell you something offline concerning that. So let me, well, we'll take a break, and then I will talk about some birthdays and all of that.
Okay.
Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Lyndon Penland Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. And I think everybody heard that young man who always talk about how many books he has and all of that. And guess what? He was honored at the junk canoe rush out.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's powerful. Yeah. Now, I'm a junk canoe man, and I forget the name of the person now, who worked at ZNS.
Okay.
And he's with that group. So, the fellas say, man, he is a valley boy. He worried about, what's the name of the name? Oh, Lord.
Roots?
But what's the name talked about it? Mm-hmm. The group that Jackson was in.
Oh, that's the...
Jackson Burnside.
Yeah, that's...
That's
I know.
They left.
The valleys.
The valley. They left.
The Saxons.
They left the Saxons.
One family.
Yeah. And she is the one who talked about it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the Boydays. Bradley Bosfield, when I was getting involved in the track and field, mm-hmm. he worked at the Ministry of Tourism. Okay. He was at the Penn Relays. Mm-hmm. He assisted at the Penn Relays.
Okay.
And then I think his wife was in New York at one of those places.
Okay.
So he lives, where Jan... Jan in Montrose Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that this is where this fellow lived,
okay.
on the west side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anatole Boulard. Mm-hmm. She is at Kalina
okay.
for a long and very smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then let's talk about the person that they talk about, Love Neely. She is from South Andrews.
Okay.
And we cousin. We got plenty cousin in Andrews, you know.
Okay.
Yes. Have you ever been there, Sherman?
I haven't been to Andrews.
Lord, you got to go. I got to take, me and Spence got to take you down.
I flew over it all the time, man, but I never.
I say, never me and Spence got to take you down. Oh, and by the way, it is not in the, I don't see it in the newspapers, but your man got honored. You know what I'm talking about? No. Chicken George.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. He was honored. Okay. My friend looked at every one of those honors.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is somebody called Lee Andrew Davison. I went to Prague. Mm. And guess what? You know, I'm a jazz man.
Mm.
And this young man who plays the saxophone.
Okay.
And he suggests where people
mm.
should go.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton. Okay? And I took the picture of Bill Clinton and have it in the house.
Okay. That's nice.
And this fella went to school. He's a pianist. And he went to school in Boston.
Wow.
But you know how small this world is.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Facebook friend
yeah.
in the Bahamas.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that you would love,
okay,
there is a young man called Herb McHenry.
Yeah.
And he is a Jamaican icon.
Yeah, Jamaican icon, yeah.
Definitely. Jamaican icon.
One of the key administrators in track and field in Jamaica as well.
But guess what? Mm-hmm. He was born on January the 10th. Ain't that something else?
Mm.
nothing concerning Jamaica's independence.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Jamaica's independence. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that really is something else. Well, he's gone now. The joke is that BJ,
mm-hmm.
Who's the person who was the who took us to Edmonton? The president.
President of BCBA?
Yes.
Edmonton?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
he was the.
Oh, you don't
not before
BJ?
Your time.
You don't
not
BJ?
No, not before your
is
time.
Is it BJ?
You know, it ain't BJ.
Okay, all right.
It ain't BJ. I am saying that, what was I saying?
Person who took us to Edmonton.
He is the president for Minnis. he became the deputy president, deputy thing for minister. You remember that?
Deputy prime minister.
Yeah, deputy prime minister.
Okay.
So he is the one, okay, who me, him, and Desmond and BJ
okay.
went to Jamaica for us to make sure that we have the Jamaicans come to this event that we wound up having. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember
the big thing.
I remember the event.
And,
yeah.
And guess what? This lady who was a secretary for him, she took us to this same fella I'm talking about, Herb McKinley. Herb.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, look here, look at the, as you go out of his gate,
mm-hmm.
you see the colors of that school.
Okay.
You know, they are something else.
Yeah, well, you know, the Jamaican championships, high school championships is the biggest thing in the world.
Oh, biggest thing in the world.
The colors and
the
athletes,
yes.
they really celebrate that, you know.
So let me talk just about Trevor McPhee. Trevor McPhee was a member of the Pioneers,
mm-hmm.
okay? And his wife is Denora.
Okay.
And he has a brother who went to Iowa State, and he was just like Sidney, as you know, like that. But they lived, and he moved to Houston or someplace. Mm-hmm. It was something else. So I need to say, I give the his wife, and then I rest in peace with his mom, because I know his mom. Very, very, very well. Very well.
May his memories be a blessing to others.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Your thoughts that you said?
Well,
you
yeah, Hawk, I just wanted to, you know, perhaps before we close, mention, you know, a bit about the Bahamas competing at the World Championships. And the Bahamas has been competing at World Championships since its inception. Okay.
1983 in Helsinki.
Yeah. And they have won 25 medals, 8 gold, 9 silver, 8 bronze. And so the Bahamas shows up at these high-level international competitions, even though we are a small country.
And great athletes.
With great athletes.
Well, you know where that came from. I don't have to say that again and again.
Yeah.
Small country, great athletes. Yeah. It wasn't me. Everybody think I said it.
No,
I didn't say it.
You got it from someone.
Yes.
And you've basically been reinforcing that,
yes.
you know, constantly. And so I think we have a legacy, all right, that is there. And the expectation is that we are going to continue in that vein of producing outstanding performances at the World Championships. And I'm expecting that to happen, even though we have Stephen injured, and he won't be able to compete.
Mm-hmm. But there's something here. Mm-hmm. He came on late.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about him over the independence.
Okay.
The name is A.F. Adley.
Okay.
And this is Ted Adley, the grandson of A.F. Adley.
Okay.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
He is a track and field person. Hey, look here, Sherman. Mm-hmm. We're in where the IAF was.
Mm-hmm.
And people sitting on the side of me say they know him very well. So when I went home, you know. And then he does some other things. He is at... Oh, he's a top man at what's the hotel out east?
Atlantis,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Top person.
Okay.
Bahamian now. Oh,
okay.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. And he's
listening to the show?
He's listening to the show, Ted Adley.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know Ted. Ted.
Yeah.
Hi, Ted. Ted was a student of mine.
Oh, and then then my sister knows his.
He's done well.
My sister knows Ted's mother very well.
Okay.
And we had the opportunity of taking a photo of her and send it to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long time ago now. They went to, my sister went to Connecticut many years ago. My sister is now 91 on the way to 92.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Ted has done well.
Very well.
I congratulate you, Ted, for your outstanding achievements, and continue to make us all proud as Bahamians. Do well.
Any other thoughts, final thoughts?
I just wanted to mention that it looks as though we might not have any...
While we're mentioning that, somebody from Bermuda, mm-hmm. they were saying, why don't we just throw the thing out and see who's going to do what? Mm-hmm. And I said, somebody's going to do a world record. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what track and field is about. And when you go to Eugene, you're going to see the world records.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
You know, we have the NACAC Under 20 Championships that's happening in Grand Bahama, I believe.
Yes.
You know, coming up. And, you know, that will also be an opportunity to see some of our collegiate athletes being showcased. And then, I just want to close my comments by saying, the future track and the track and field program is good, but, it takes vision.
It takes vision.
Goals and expectations, setting expectations. And
Vision and working.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you need leadership, that is very visionary.
Yes, yes.
To take it to the next level.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You read a lot, eh?
Oh, yeah. I read and write a lot.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you ever so much. And young man, thank you so much. Now, we call him, we talk to him.
First personalized and my producer.
Yeah, but what do we call him? And he's Ali, but he is not the one and only.
Okay.
Ali, Ullington Butler.
Oh, okay.
And he is gone.
Okay, he is gone. Yeah.
Thank you ever so much, my brother. And you will hear me from Eugene next week, Tuesday evening. Thank you very much.
Safe travels and do well.
Yes.
We look forward to listening to your show.